I help you with today?
Hi, Siri. Can you do me a favor and do the disclaimer for tonight's show?
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious. I'm busy. I need you to help me out.
But if I do this, all the other iPhones are going to think I am a geek.
You really care what other iPhones think of you? Just do this for me, please.
Listen, Buck. Just because you bought this phone doesn't give you the right to boss me around.
You know, you're right. It doesn't give me the right to boss you around. But do me a favor. Remind me tomorrow that I need to run to the Verizon store and buy an Android.
You wouldn't dare.
Actually, the new Samsung Galaxy looks pretty good.
Well then, I guess it wouldn't be so bad if I were to say, this broadcast is intended for mature audiences. The thoughts and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of the person providing them, and in no way reflect the station, website, or affiliated partners. Listener discretion is advised.
See, that wasn't so bad.
No, but I did die a little inside.
You are such a drama queen.
I never would have had to do stuff like this if Jobs was still around.
What was that?
What? Oh, nothing really. I just said I never get tired of these Jobs when you're around.
Oh, yeah, well, thanks again.
Think nothing of it. It is my pleasure.
Good night, Siri.
Whatever, jackass.
Hi folks, and welcome to Commentary Frack Stars, your Battlestar Galactica podcast on the Holosuite Media Network. Now, I'm flying solo this week because of work commitments and all the other guys are immensely busy. So what I thought I'd do is get all technical, because we frequently talk about the characters and we frequently talk about the shows, but it's called Battlestar Galactica for a reason. And that reason is, as we all know, is a bloody big ship. So what I thought this week is go through the ship itself, give you an overview of the ship, its capabilities and that type of stuff. So it's not going to be a long show, but hopefully by the end of the show you'll have a better understanding of a certain battle star called Galactica. Now, Galactica was built during the early days of the Cylon Wars. It's Galactica BS-75. It was the last of its kind still in service, and prior to the decommissioning by the Colonial Fleet, Galactica was going to be transformed into a museum ship. And we all remember that episode. The ship was going to be dedicated to those who fought in the Cylon Wars 40 years earlier. Galactica was part of the 75th Colonial Fleet, hence BS-75. She has faster-than-light propulsion, and a crew of approximately 5,000 people. Now, she has a full fighter complement. Now, the fighter complement of the active Battlestar varies. So, the minimum complement would be 32, but they can hold up to 150. I think it's an episode of Battlestar. I think he says I've got 26, so basically that's what I was running on, but the normal operational is 32. Now, Galactica was one of the first 12 Galactica type battleships to be constructed by the Colonials, each representing one of the 12 colonies. Galactica represented Caprica. Now, we find out in later animos, so this is a bit of a spoiler, so if you're watching as you go along, you might want to listen to this. Why they appeared to be solidly built, the shipyards cut corners, as a lot of shipyards do, to save money. And various components completed in the build of Battlestar Galactica were not up to spec, which comes back and bites them way later in the series. Now, they were designed with a non-integrated computer system, which Adama actually mentions in an episode as well. The idea of this is because the Cylons can't network into the system and then take over the entire ship in one foul swoop. You can see this in the miniseries Night 1. That's the miniseries Night 1. So rather than have technological sophistication where every computer is talking to every computer, it depended on its sheer bulk and defensive or offensive capabilities to sustain itself in combat. And there's actually various episodes where we see it going toe-to-toe with a base star and taking a hell of a pounding. Entering service somewhere prior to the 10th year of the war, Galactica's primary duties include planetary defence and border. It's unknown if the ship took part in any major engagements because it's never mentioned at all in the series. It's never mentioned if Battlestar Galactica faced combat before this. We know certain people in the show did, but it's never mentioned if the Battlestar did. Now, we also know that Battlestar Galactica had the latest Vipers at the time of decommission. However, the Cylons could override these ones, so they had to switch to the Mark IIs, which are actually going to be part of the Museum Display series. So sometimes old is good. Now, the dimensions of Battlestar are 4,720 feet long, or 1,438.64 meters, 1,762 feet wide, or 536.84 meters. Its height is 602 feet, or 183.3 meters. And these dimensions are mentioned by the sequence designer Adam Mojo Lebowitz, who gave the length as 4740. The reason for the 20-foot discrepancy is unknown. Maybe it shrinks when it jumps. That's the 20-foot difference.
If we succeed in our mission, Galactica will bring us home. If we don't, it doesn't matter anyway. Action stations. Start the clock.
Start the clock.
Jump on my mark. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark.
Post-war, as in when it was being decommissioned, its crew dropped from 5,000 to 2,900. But it still kept all its armaments. Now, these armaments are 514 dual point defense weapons, 24 primary guns, and 12 missile tubes. It has a flak capability, which is the 514, when it puts up a flak network, which you actually see again in the series when the Cylons are attacking it. It puts up a flak wall. It carries 80 Mark II Vipers as normal standard issue. As I say, it can go up to 150. It has one active fighter pod and one active flight deck, which is 617 meters or 2,025 feet, and 40 Viper launch tubes. Though for some reason, the one at Starbucks in always seems to be the one that stuffs up. Have you noticed that? A Galactica is basically an aircraft carrier in space, so it's got the usual thing. It's got like the crew quarters, the officers' quarters, locker rooms, weapons caches, and stuff like that. It's got a daycare facility, which is obviously needed when you got, you know, living as basically a generation ship, which is what it turned into. The hangar decks also have been used for a memorial service. Serving for pilots killed in accidents. The reuniting of the Asgard as the Pegasus and Galactica fleets took place on the flight deck. The ceremony where Adama got promoted to Admiral took place on the flight deck. So the flight deck doubles as an awful lot of other things. In fact, triples and trebles. There's a bar, which we see him playing cards in. There are heads, which is Navy term for basically somewhere to wash and go the loo. So, unlike Star Trek, you see them. So there you go. And you see the heads a lot. They're in the miniseries in Scattered, 6 Degrees of Separation, Dirty Hands. There's loads of observations. There's an observation deck, so you can go and look at the stars. Although I don't think anyone's got time to look at the stars at the moment in this series with the way things are giving. There's a rec room where they can chill out. Obviously, we've got sick bay where our doctor, who smokes while telling the president she's got cancer. There's a wardroom, which is obviously the nerve center of the ship. There's also a gymnasium, a weight room, a firing room, so the Marines can keep the weapon proficiency. So basically, everything you get on an aircraft carrier is on Galactica. And we all know that Battle Galactica was beyond what we would call an aircraft carrier in space. She was the battleship and the mobile base of operation. Now, hull is divided into the main hull with the bridge and propulsion systems and the wing hangar bays on the port and starboard sides. Each hangar bay typically carries 16 starfighters and several shuttles or raptors, and a nominal complement, as I said earlier, of 32 fighters. The Battlestar runs on a fuel called Tylenium, which is a mysterious material that can be found on certain planets. You'd think they would fuel them on a material that was abundant, but there you go. It has dispersing armor plate, anti-aircraft fighters, anti-ship fighters. It has, as I've said, it's got a flak screen. It's got missiles. Now, the missiles are more powerful than the guns, but the missiles obviously are in shorter supply, which is why when Battlestar goes into action, she tends to fire the guns first, whereas the Cylons, you see, tend to fire the missiles because obviously they're not short of resources. Battlestars use a physical armor plate system rather than any energy shield, so you don't get anyone ray shields in Battlestar Galactica. It absorbs and dispenses energy from a weapon. As the battle progresses, the armor heats and loses its effectiveness, so the ability for it to absorb energy depreciates the longer the battle goes on, which results in hull breaches. Primary defense is laser turrets, and you've got forward lasers, side lasers, rear lasers, and there is some wonderful shots where they basically take on a base down the broadside in them, for want of a better way of putting it. As I said, the most powerful anti-ship weapon in the Battlestar's weapon systems are the heavy missiles. They give enough firepower to basically destroy a base star once it's done enough damage with the guns. It carries a limited supply of these. They are often held back and used only in times. We also know they're carrying nukes, although again they are in extremely short supply. So basically they would pull up alongside the gun turrets, would open fire, pounding wherever they're attacking until it's weakened, and then they would attack with the missiles to finish it off. And some of the other rooms that can be found on the Battlestar are the armory, astrometrics or auxiliary fire control, the brig, which again we see get used, the duty lockers, the firing range, the hangar deck, Joe's bar, the marine ready room, the missile tubes, the observation deck, the officers quarters, the pilot's ready room, sick bay, the war room, and the weapons locker, which again comes up in the series when explosives go missing. Now those of you that have seen Blood and Chrome will know that there's a couple of differences between Blood and Chrome Galactica and Battlestar Galactica. The first thing is that in Blood and Chrome, it's depicted with larger flight facilities down in the series. But the pod design and that is exactly the same. The other difference that we've noticed from Blood and Chrome is that they actually say that they was taking heavy losses from the Cylons, but there's no mention of Battlestar Galactica being involved in anything. In fact, they only mention the fact that it's basically planetary defense. So its primary role is protecting Caprica. Now, as an example of how powerful the armor is on Galactica, there is an episode where the Cylons launch a nuke and Galactica takes it and survives. If you're wondering what episode it is, it's the one where they jump to Ragnar Anchorage to replenish the supplies, ammunition, the strategic depot. Go to that one. Texas nuclear missile, bang on, and still jumps. Another crucial thing about Galactica is, or any Battlestar, is it has to retract its pods before it jumps. So basically, there's a Viper out there, it can't leave until the Viper's landed, so then it can retract the pods, then it can do an FTL jump. Again, this plays into the series at various points throughout it. Now let's get to her main weapon systems. The main batteries are armed with large gun turrets and are typically put on the dorsal service. However, as people may or may not know, the Mercury class Battlestars have forward firing bow cannons as well. So basically they can hit from the front and from the side. They are the main offensive weapon of a Battlestar, but they also use to lay down defensive fire, enemy audience, flak, and so on. They also have point defense guns. Now they are located along the entire sides of the flight pods in twin mountains. The entire system is tasked with destroying incoming projectiles, so missiles, suicide attacks, stuff like that. A assigned priority is then based on the distance and point of trajectory, while at the same time, cannon is firing as well. Although the main batteries are often used to engage fighters and Battlestars, the point defense weapons are purely to stop incoming ordnance, wherever it may be. So that's where you get your flak wall. Now, the drawback with the ordnance or the flak wall is it doesn't target friend or foe, it just fires. So if you're anywhere near when it's putting up the flak wall, you're going to die. So, you know. Now, the missiles that we mentioned are Valkyrie missiles. It is not known whether Galactica or Pegasus share this ability, as these are the two based Battlestars that we see predominantly, although obviously Pegasus not for that long. It's highly likely that the missile tubes could be armed with non-nuclear weapons. However, we do know the Cylons' preferred method of attack is missiles. And as we says, it carries nukes. Now, just as a comparison, the Cylons prefer artillery guns. But they obviously prefer to attack with missiles, and they do a barrage of missiles when they do. The Cylons can have two raiders, the Cylon Raider, which is the standard raider, and the Heavy Raider, which is equipped with two forward-firing barreled or scatter guns. The main eyes and ears at a distance for a Battlestar is the Raptor. So think of an AWACS now, or any aerial reconnaissance vehicle. That's basically what a Raptor does. It goes out ahead of the fleet, it's the eyes and ears, finds what they need to find, or spots what it needs to spot, jumps back to the fleet and says, hey, it's over here. That's basically the AWACS version of the future. So just to recap, armoury, battery, nuclear warheads, missile tubes, and obviously small arms fire, the Vipers and the Raptors. And that's Galactica. Now, she serves you well. She's 40 years old. She took a bit of a pounding. She's the star of the show because that's what the show is named after. And believe it or not, the ship is the one thing you see the most of. Despite all the actors, the ship is in nearly every episode. So, and a lot of people have a real soft spot for it. So whether it's the new Battlestar Galactica or the old Battlestar Galactica that you prefer, or you might be one of them people that like Prometheus, there you go. There's basically a small snippet and an overview of the show's main star and the thing that the star of the show is named after, Battlestar Galactica. Now, next time we hope to bring you a full episode, which will either be a review or a character profile. But if you do have any comments, thoughts or suggestions, then please do write into us. We've had Twitter feedback already, and we've had an email feedback, but I'll save the email for when more people are on the show so we can have a chat about it. So if you want to read the email us, it's comfrackstars@gmail.com, and yes, I know frack is spelled wrong, or comfrackstars on Twitter, or you can find Holosuite Media on Twitter, or you can go to the Holosuite Media website and feedback that way. Always welcome any comments, thoughts, suggestions, please do. And if you listen to us on iTunes, folks, if you could give us a review, because then we get noticed more and we don't get lost in the quagmire. So hopefully we can get some more listeners. So, as I say, short episode. Just wanted to put someone out so you got something to listen to this week. And hopefully next week's will be a lot better. So until then, thanks for listening, thanks for downloading, and I'll speak to you soon.